Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Otzisicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Otzisicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim is not just a mitzvah. In fact, it's a debate if it's a mitzvah. But for those who hold that it's a mitzvah, Anochi is not just a mitzvah. But Anochi is really an invitation. An invitation to have a very personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem, but your mission is to make me Elokecha, to make me your God, to develop that personal relationship. Probably the two main ways that we have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu are through the mitzvos, and they're counted as mitzvos by the Rambam, the mitzvos of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. So I'd like to take a little time to speak tonight about Avas Hashem. Next week maybe we'll speak about Lag Bomer. And then, before you order your tickets. And then we'll speak about Yiras Hashem. So, what is this mitzvah of Avas Hashem? If you take a look at the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos, right, you might think that Avas Hashem is just a nice, fluffy topic. You know, you sing Rav Shaila, you dance a little bit, and you have Avas Hashem. Exactly. So, the Rambam writes that it's actually a mitzvah. Mitzvah Gimel, who should see Vanu ba'avoso yisale? Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded us. This is number three. Right? It's very interesting, whenever you look at the Monei HaMitzvos, how they put their mitzvos in order. So the Chinuch, you don't have to like ask too many questions. Because the Chinuch, he does it according to the Parshios. So, that's it. That's the reason for the order that he puts it in. The Rambam did not follow the order of the Parshios. So that means he has some type of internal structure of why he ordered the mitzvos. If you have to take all 613 mitzvos and put them in an order, so it's much easier just to follow the Parshios, because then you don't have to put too much, you know, it doesn't have to be like a whole complex system here. But the Rambam didn't do that, and it's a very interesting topic. If you ever have some time, and you can chart out all 613 mitzvos in order the way that the Rambam writes them, and try to figure out how did he structure the Sefer HaMitzvos. But he starts with the mitzvah of believing in God. And the idea that Hashem is one. The next mitzvah is mitzvah of Avas Hashem. Who should see Vanu ba'havoso yisala? V'zeh shenachsho v'nizbonin b'mitzvoso b'ma'amorov v'pu'ulosov. Ad shenasigehu. We should think and contemplate and analyze his mitzvos, his statements, his actions. Ad shenasi gehu, until we understand him to a degree or understand them. V'nene basagoso v'tachlis hana. And we arrive at a place where we get hana from our knowledge of him. V'zos hi ha'ahava ha'mechuyeves. And this is the commandment, our obligation of Ava. As it says in the Sifri, and he links it to the Pasuk, V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha. Okay. So how does a person do it? A person wants to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, Avas Hashem. So again, what do? You just walk around saying, you know, I love God? How do you engender a real Avas Hashem? So the Rambam, in a very, very famous section of Hilchos Yisori HaTorah, Perek Beis, very much required reading, very Ben Torah. So the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Yisori HaTorah, Hakel hanechbod v'hanora hazeh, mitzvah lo'ovo liro so shenemar v'yavta shem lo'kecha v'nemar shem lo'kecha tira. It is a mitzvah to love and to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ha'eich hi haderech la'avoso v'yiroso. And what is the path to loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Writes the Rambam, Bishoshi is born in Adam b'maisav u'bruav. When a person contemplates, when a person thinks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions, when a person thinks about and looks into and analyzes Hashem's creations, Hanifloyim Agedolim, these great and wondrous acts and creations. V'yiramehan Chachmaso, and he sees the infinite wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, She'en lo erech elokeis, miyad, immediately, hu oev, u mishabech, u mifar, misavet, taiva gedol, leidah Hashem agadol. You know what the reaction is of seeing and appreciating something incredible, something amazing? You know what the reaction to that is? You love, you praise, you glorify, you are overcome with a taiva, an absolute desire. A taiva gedola, leida Hashem agadol, to know Hashem. The Rambam says here that when we set ourselves to appreciating HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria, Mashal Amal Davar Dome, if you read an incredible book, if you watch an incredible movie, if you experience, if you are around a person who is incredible at something, and you appreciate how incredible he is, so what do you want to do? You want more. You want to read more books by this author. You want to see more movies by this director. You there's an athlete, and you're in his presence, and you just are amazed by how amazing it is. You want to see more plays. You're gonna Google him, and you're gonna try to watch more plays that he does and highlight reels, because love comes through a knowledge of something. And the greater perception that we have of how great something is, the more we're drawn towards it, the more we want to be with it, the more we want to understand it. If you think about it, the way that you develop a real love relationship with a person is by getting to know them. And the more you know them, either the less you want to be around them, or the more you know them, the more you want to be around them. And the more you develop a strong desire to deepen this relationship. The Rambam says that's what Ahava is. Ahava is that when we come to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creations, we are drawn towards him. The Smag, Moshe Mikutzi, one of the Ashkenazic Rishonim, one of the French Balitosvos, so he writes specifically the human body. And he goes through, you might have seen, there are modern day books that go through this. I think Rabbi Victor Miller used to write about this a lot. There's a book here I have on the bookcase, I don't remember what it's called, that goes through the human body. When a person starts to appreciate the human body, when a person comes to appreciate how intricate the systems are, so that engenders a love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how does a person come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? This is the Rambam that everybody refers to when they say about how the Rambam championed the study of nature. The Rambam didn't study the champion nature in order so that you could be well-rounded and, you know, have what to say at a cocktail party. That's not why the Rambam championed nature. He championed nature because he saw it as an avenue to understanding Hashem and loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, there are other things that we can meditate upon. So the Rambam writes, brew of his amazing creations. But he also says, Maisav, his amazing things that he's done. And the Smach, the Sefer Mitzvos Katan, picks up on this idea, and he says that an appreciation for nature, for history, when a person sees the historical progression of things, when a person comes to appreciate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's done in the world, certainly the Nisim that he's done for Klal Yisrael, but the entire march of history, so a person can also be overcome with an appreciation for HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he sees Hashem's hand in history. It's interesting that the Rambam here in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah doesn't say anything about Torah study. He says, Maisav Ubruov. The truth is, though, that if you look in other places, the Rambam does speak about Torah. In the Mor Nevuchim, in the third section of Mor Nevuchim, in Perek Nun Beis, so the Rambam there is speaking about also engendering a love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there he doesn't focus on history, and he doesn't focus on the arts, or he doesn't focus on nature. But the Rambam there speaks about appreciating the depth of Torah. And I want to point out what I think this does mean and what it does not mean. I don't think what he means is that just study Torah and you'll get a lot of Torah knowledge and you'll come to love Hashem. That might also work. I don't think that's what the Rambam is referring to, per se. The Rambam is talking about seeing the beauty of Torah, seeing the complexity of Torah, the beauty and the depth of mitzvos. Somebody once came to me and told me that he was struggling a bit with Emunah, and I told him to read Rav Soloveitchik, Lonely Man of Faith, Majesty and Humility. I gave him a few essays to read. So he said, what, are these about faith? And I said, they're actually not really about faith. Lonely Man of Faith is not really so much about faith. He's certainly not proving that God exists. So why did I point him to Rav Soloveitchik if I was trying to increase his emunah that Hashem exists? And he asked me that question. And I said, because when you read Rav Soloveitchik, if your head is connected to Rav Soloveitchik's writings, you're going to want to get up and dance in the middle of reading it. There are going to be certain paragraphs that are just so beautifully constructed. They speak right, but you read it and you just know it's MS, that you know that you are, like, you know when you watch one of these, like, documentaries on YouTube about how, like, 9/11 didn't happen? And you're watching it and you're like, okay, they're doing some good camera stuff here, but this is just not true. This is not MS, what I'm listening to right here. But when you read Lahavdil of Soloveitchik, and you read paragraph after paragraph of just absolute beauty, and it's just, it's describing the human condition so spot on, like you're reading it, you're like, that's what I feel. He's describing right now how I'm pulled in different directions. So you realize that you're having a rendezvous with Emes. And that's what I think the Mor Nevuchim means here. He means that not Torah study in order to get down all the Se'ifim in Shulchan Aruch that you know where each thing is. That's also important. But he's talking about the experience of learning Torah. Like Chazal tell us, learning Torah is supposed to be. That when a person learns Torah, he's supposed to feel like he's back at Sinai. And they say that they used to stand when they would learn because the experience of Torah learning was like they were standing at Sinai again. And the Eima and the Pachad of Sinai was there. I remember once sitting in Shir by Rav Tursky, and a good friend of mine who was sitting near me, Tursky was saying like over like an amazing mahalach. And anyone who's been in Shir by him, so you know, he was slowly developing it. And then he starts like bringing it all back and it's all coming together. And the guy next to me like grabbed my arm and he's like, this is like Kabbalah's Torah. This is Kabbalah Satorah right now. Like, it's just, it's beauty. And when you learn Torah like that, when you hear Torah like that, so there are no more questions anymore. You know you're just dealing with the truth. Oh, I didn't prove 2 + 2 = 4. Like, you know, I didn't have some type of teleological, ontological, I didn't have any arguments. You're right. But there, you realize that this is MS. And there's a depth here. And I want more, and I want more. And it's one of the reasons we learn Torah B'Iyun. It's nice to learn Bikiyas and it's nice to get more information, but sometimes when you just keep going deeper and deeper, I don't know if you've ever had this experience yet in Ian Seder. If you haven't, maybe it's my fault. But sometimes when you're learning a sugya and you're like trying to figure it out and like pieces start coming together, you know, like all the cogs start like working together and you didn't understand everything and then all of a sudden everything starts to come together and it's just like, wow, beautiful. You know, it's like seeing the shooting star. And saying like, wow, what a bria. I want more. And that's where these Rambams come together. Because it's true, the Rambam Yisod HaTorah speaks about nature, and he speaks about history, and the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim speaks about Torah. But it's the same experience that he's describing. It's that experience of realizing that you are right now brushing up with Nitzchias. You're brushing up with Nitzchias, with something that's eternal. It's something that is eternally true. It's not fake. Something real here. The truth is, the Rambam in his Sefer HaMitzvos, I'm going to reread it to you. It sounds like in Sefer HaMitzvos, he actually includes all of it. Because what did he say? Shenachshov v'nizbonin, we should contemplate mitzvosav, ma'amarav, what are ma'amarav? His statements, what are his statements? His press releases, like what are his statements? His Torah. U'pu'ulosav, and his actions, what are his actions? His creations. When a person realizes how, when you do the mitzvos, one of the things I say that one of my greatest sources of emunah is having spent time around big people. When you're around a big person and you just see the atzilut, you see the nobility, you see what I have to tell you, one of the other rebbeim in the yeshiva came to me just yesterday, I think it was, and he told me that he went to a levaya and Rav Druk spoke.
Now, I know Rav Drucker. I've seen his farm around. I've never met him. I've never seen him. I don't really know much about him, unfortunately, it sounds like. But he described just watching the man walk into the room, just how he composes himself. There's just a certain greatness of spirit that you see. And again, I've never been around him, but I've been around some very big people. And you just see what Torah does to a person. So when we look at his mitzvos, we see the power of mitzvos, how the mitzvos can really change a person. When you see the depth of Torah, when you understand the depth of Torah, when you see the depth of creation, this is something that it evokes from all of us a desire for more. And that's Ava. That's Avas Hashem, I want more. And this is what the Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Tshuva, also very, very recommended reading. It's really on that very short bucket list that you have to have to at least just to begin to see the machshava of the Rambam. The Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Tshuva a very, very important statement. He says, Eino oev HaKadosh Baruch Hu ela bedas shiyaduhu. You can only come to a love of Hashem through knowing Hashem. You can't love something that you don't really know. And the only way you'll ever love HaKadosh Baruch Hu is if you really know Him. V'al pi hadeya tiyeh ahava. Commensurate to the level of love, of knowledge that you have, to that degree you will love Him. The more you know, the more you see, the more you think about it, the more you study, the more you will love. The love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at least according to the Rambam, is not about dancing and singing and saying, I love Hashem, I love Hashem. It's not what it's about. That could be done in a very superficial way. It could sometimes be the expression of a person who has love. Right? Sometimes the couples that are always holding hands and saying, I love you, I love you, I love you, they're the ones who have the shallowest relationship. Sometimes, not always, obviously. But sometimes. You know why? Because if there's nothing really, really deep there, so we have to replace that with the external trappings of a loving relationship. Husband and wife who really, really love each other, they don't need to say, I love you all the time. They don't need to be showing it off in public how much they love each other. Because it's real, it's deep. They know it without, they express it just with a look. Just to look at each other, they express it. They don't need to verbalize the words. And the real love relationship is the one that comes from having a deep, deep, intimate knowledge of the other. And if we're dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's that type of seeking out that type of relationship. The Rambam actually, he even describes it almost as like a lovesickness, or maybe what we would call like an obsession, right? Sometimes it happens that young teenage men become obsessed with a girl. Happens sometimes. Now you're thinking like, Rabbi, why are you bringing this up now? But the truth is, it's not me bringing it up. It's the Rambam. The Rambam says it. The Rambam apparently felt that this would be a good mashal in order to explain to a person what is love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu supposed to be like. He says, what is love of Hashem? So he says as follows. Shiyeh ves Hashem ava gedola yisera. Should have a very large, big love, aza, intense, burning, ma'od, ad shtei nafsho kshura b'yavas Hashem, until you are absolutely tied up in your love of Hashem. V'rim t'shoga b'tamid, you're thinking about it all day. Ki'ilu chole choli ava, as if you're sick with love. She'ein daito pnuya me'avas osa isha. Just like a person who's so obsessed with a woman, it's always thinking about all day. What's she doing right now? Where is she right now? Always thinking about all day. Maybe I'll bang into her if I go here. All he's doing is thinking about this girl. Says the Rambam, She'en daito pnuyim avas osa isha fu shoga batamit. And all he's doing is thinking about her. Bein b'shifto, whether he's sitting down. Bein b'kumo, whether he's getting up. Bein b'shashu ochel, b'shosa, whether he's eating. All he's thinking about is her. Says the Rambam, that's what it's supposed to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Could it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in all of us a natural love for others? Maybe that's there so that we can begin to get a taste of what we're supposed to be feeling about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, I wouldn't dare say such a thing, but the Rambam links the two. And we are supposed to, that's the goal. for the Rambam. Shoge Batamid. It's what he's always thinking about. There certainly are parts of the day, though, where we try harder to bring out this Ava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For instance, the structure of tefillah. There are those who write that the purpose of Pesukei DeZimra, if you look at Pesukei DeZimra, so Pesukei DeZimra basically begins with talking about creation and all the things Hashem does for us in creation. I mean, think of Birchas HaShachar. Think of the Pesukei DeZimra, where we speak about, and certainly going from there into Birchos Kriya Shema, where we start speaking about how Hashem creates light and He creates this whole intricate system of the world that we find ourselves in. Why are we talking about all that stuff in Pesukei DeZimra? And specifically, Pesukei DeZimra, a lot of it speaks about, certainly Ashrei and the Halukas, it speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha in the world, how He rewards those who serve Him, and He takes care of the weak and in the downtrodden. Why is all of that the introduction to the mitzvah, which is Kriya Shema? Right? We're so used to thinking, when I say davening, you think like, oh, davening is Brachos and Zimra. Davening is really Shmon Esrei. And before Shmon Esrei, we do a different mitzvah. It's not davening. It's the mitzvah called Kriya Shema. It's a separate mitzvah to say Kriya Shema every day, twice a day. So how do we prepare for Kriya Shema? Or are we preparing for davening? How do we prepare? We prepare by recounting all these amazing things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know why? Because Kriya Shema is when we're making the mitzvah of V'yahavta Es Hashem Elokecha. How can you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you don't first think about all of the amazing things that He does for you? And that's exactly what the Rambam's talking about, and that is exactly what we've been trying to drive home from the smog and the smock. One way that we can develop love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is thinking about all of the things that He's done for us on a personal level. And here I'm trying to give a very personal suggestion, because you can try to study a little bit of biology, but it might not work for you. You can read history, it might not work for you. But something that everybody in this room can relate to are all of the tremendous things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, really on a daily level. And if we would take a few extra minutes to think about that, before we would say Kriya Shema, our Kriya Shema would be a different Kriya Shema. If you had someone who every day, when you woke up in the morning, gave you your money for the day that you would have for your food, or else that you wouldn't have any food, and He would give you the clothing that you would wear, and without that you wouldn't have any clothing, and you wouldn't have any heat, and you wouldn't have any air conditioning. So you can imagine what you'd start to think about this person every single day. Thank you so much. You do so much for me. Right? Someone gives you a really big job, and because of that, you know, how many times did you go over to that guy and call him and be like, I just want to let you know, like, my house, my car, my family's financial stability, it's all because of you. Thank you so much. I love you. You're amazing. And someone goes, hey, what do you think about that? Oh, I love him. He's the best guy. Really? Why? Oh, he got me my job. He put me on the right track. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that and so much more. How do we express love for each other, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We've been talking about engendering it. How do you express it? Yeah, if you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so is it just about dancing and singing and screaming, I love Hashem? Are there other ways to express our love? And you know what? Part of expressing it will also help you feel it more. Because we know that the Chinuch writes, Achrei ha'pu'ulos nimshachos ha'levavos. Sometimes you have to do actions, and by doing actions, it helps you shtel tzu to what the action's all about. So for instance, the Rambam quotes it here in Sefer HaMitzvos. One of the ways that we can express our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that we share whatever excitement we have about it with others. You hear a nice piece of Torah, so call up your grandmother. Your grandma, I'm sure she's happy. She just wants to talk to you. You want to tell her over Ketzos? Tell her over Ketzos. She'll be happy with hearing a Ketzos. She just wants to talk to you. I got to tell you, my grandmother, she should live and be well. She's, Baruch Hashem, 96, 97. Every time I call her, she always says afterwards, I love speaking to you. Thank you so much for calling. I love speaking to you. So if you're excited about something, share it with people that you love. Share a nice vort. Share a nice idea. If there's a mitzvah that really speaks to you, if there's a mitzvah that you really like to do, and everyone has certain mitzvahs that are a little bit less exciting, other mitzvahs that are a little bit more exciting for them, something they like to do. Some people really like to do chesed. People really like to daven. If there's a mitzvah that you like to do, you know, you're like a tzitzis guy. You love tzitzis. So get other people excited about tzitzis. Get other people excited about davening. And you know what? By doing that, you're going to develop your love more for it as well. Another way that we can express our love, and this is written by the Smak, also, Sefer Mitzvos Katan, Rav Yitzchak of Korbei, basically a Talmud of the Smag. He writes, you do it by erecting gedarim, fences. It's how you show your love. If there's something you really love, something you really care about, so you protect it as best as you can. So another way that we express our love and we develop our love is that we try as hard as we can to set up fences around the mitzvos so that we don't have to battle time. Right? If a person puts a little bit of thought into it, how can I set up my mornings that I waste less time during morning seder? What can I do? What can I do that I make sure that I don't speak Lashon Hara in the afternoon? What type of siyad can I put up? What kind of fence can I put up to make sure that I don't speak Lashon Hara today? So also, those are things that will develop our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and for His Torah and for His mitzvos. The Rambam here in Hilchos Tshuva, at the end of Hilchos Tshuva, speaks about a person who reaches the ultimate level of Avodas Hashem. And the ultimate level of Avodas Hashem, says the Rambam, is the Oved Me'ava. The person who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of love. What does that mean to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of love? So the Rambam says very famous words, and I admit this is a very hard level to strive for, let alone reach. The Rambam almost says that the only person who ever really reached it completely was Avram, he speaks about. Avram was called in the Navi Yeshai, Avram Oavi. Avram is singled out as the one who loved the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Rambam, it's a person who doesn't serve Hashem to get reward, certainly not physical reward, but not even spiritual reward. It's a person who is Osa HaEmes, Mipnei Shehu Emes. He does what's Emes because it's Emes. You ask me, why am I giving tzedakah? So I can give you a million reasons. Oh, it makes me a more generous person. I care about other people. It helps other people. Those are all amazing reasons. But the ultimate reason, because this is Emes. And I want to do what is absolutely just and right and Emes. Osa Emes with Neshu Emes. But the Rambam says that even serving Hashem for Olam Haba is not the ultimate reward, right? You would think, what's higher than that? Someone who says, like, I'm all focused on Olam Haba. Says the Rambam, no, that's not the ultimate reason. The ultimate reason is Osa Emes with Neshu Emes. I do it just because it is the right thing to do. There will be schar, don't worry. Sofa schar level, the Rambam says. That's not why I do it. That's the ultimate level of Avas Hashem. So, will we reach that level? I'm not so sure. The Sefer Hasidim changes a little bit. He says, Osa emes mipneisha kadosh baruch hu emes. I do it because I recognize that Hashem is true. So that's the ultimate level. That's maybe what we're striving for. But the yisod of Avas Hashem, if someone asks you, what was Baruch Hashem about tonight? And you say, I don't know, like a lot of different things about love. No, there's one sentence that sums it all up. Avas Hashem is the move towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's man's desire to have a deeper and more real relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to understand Him. David HaMelech says, Ka'ayal ta'arog al afike mayim. Just like, imagine, you're parched, so thirsty, and you find that spring of water. Like an ayal, which law a gazelle, that yearns for the waters, the fresh waters of a brook. Ka'ayal ta'arog al afike mayim, kei nafshi sarog eilecha Hashem. So too I have this desire. It was a song that you sing, that we all sing. It's a beautiful song. It's one of my favorite songs. And it's all about the burning desire just to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is Yedid Nefesh. Yedid Nefesh, something that we say all the time. And a lot of times we sing it, and we don't even know what it means. Look at the words. Look at what they mean in English. Yedid nefesh avar rachamon. It's a love song about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's that desire to come closer, to understand Him more. So that's what Avas Hashem is all about. And it's a little bit about forgetting for a moment the great distance between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and hoping, seeking out the impossible. What do I mean by the impossible? To be so absolutely close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's so much distance. He's so much greater than us. How could I possibly develop a relationship with something which is immortal, unable to be understood, unable to be fathomed, unable to be seen, unable to be touched. It's so much further. He's eternal and I'm mortal. He is the ultimate intellect and I am so weak in intelligence. And yet at the same time, to put all that aside and to seek out a relationship, to be lovesick with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we've seen a couple of practical ways to do it, but it's a topic, I think, that we usually throw it in the corner with one of these like fluffy topics. Yeah, I love Hashem. Yeah, I love him too. And if we start to think about practical ways to try to deepen and have that real feeling of Ahava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should be zochah to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of Ahava, and that our lives will be animated by a tremendous love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu.